Rise and shine. My name's Michi.
And my name's Brendan.
And it is time for our Monday morning interview. And this morning we have, I believe it's Anna Lansaw.
Yes.
Along with Shauna Phillips in studio. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Thank you.
I like that. It's Anna and Lana.
No, Anna and Shauna.
Anna and Shauna.
Well, either way,
I got the rhyme part down.
But
now you're going to remember because it's not Lana.
Yes. And we're going to be talking about alternative certifications, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Or actually, I said that a little wrong. It's the Alternative Certification Summer Institute is specifically what we're talking about.
Yes.
And could you give us a little bit of background of what it actually is and how it was created?
So I am the new director for the ACE Institute.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But our original director, her name is Dr. Renee Cambiano. She has been with NSU for forever. I'm sure that she had some of you guys in class. She started the ACE Institute to help with the Oklahoma alternative certification shortage and the teacher shortage that we have in the state of Oklahoma. So she designed the ACE Summer Institute as a professional development day for pretty much any alternative certification individual in the state of Oklahoma to come attend a professional development day. We have amazing guest speakers every year. We do breakout sessions on classroom management, pedagogy, mainly the two main courses that OSDE requires for these teachers to take. And we see that a lot of these individuals who are making career shifts to go into teaching that are now alternatively certified, they don't know classroom management skills. And so it's hard when you walk into a classroom and you walk into, you know, I taught ninth grade English for 5 years at Tahlequah Public Schools. And so it's crazy. You walk into a classroom full of 30 students and you have to figure out how to manage your own classroom. So it's tough. So we like to make sure that these individuals are prepared. This year we are mainly focusing on the new test called the APK. It replaced the PPAT for the state of Oklahoma. So it is still new. We're still trying to find out things about it, but we kind of like to toot our own horn sometimes, but everyone that has gone through the ACE Institute and come to our APK workshops has 100% passed the APK. So
wow.
We have a really good track record going right now. So we are hoping that that helps to get some individuals to attend our ACE Institute.
That deserves a round of applause. That's awesome. Way to go.
Yeah, Shauna pointed that out to me the other day, and I was like, oh, don't jinx us.
Well, and that's
no pressure
really,
to the ones that are taking it
no
this week.
No pressure to the ones who are taking it this week, yeah.
Well, it makes sense because you're getting people from the real world, right? They didn't go through the education pathway. So they've got a lot of background that doesn't have to do with the classroom. And those two things that you're really going to miss out on are pedagogy and classroom management.
Yes, right. And you know, we make a really good team, Shauna and I, because Shauna was traditionally certified. So she went through the traditional pathway. She got, you know, what we call the whole circle of learning when it comes to the pre-1, your pre-2, your final internships, all of those things.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And I'm a teacher's kid. My mom and dad were both administrators for Tahlequah Public Schools for years, so it's kind of in my blood, but I am alternatively certified, and it still was kind of a culture shock when I went into the classroom. I was kind of a little bit cocky in a sense and was like, oh, I have, you know, I've got this. I've grown up in the school. Mm-hmm. I've grown up in education, and it was still, I mean, there were still times that I struggled and actually called my mentor, Dr. Cambiano. And so, I mean,
you've never been overconfident before.
Yeah, I know.
Never happens with her. Never, ever.
Never happens.
Never once. So what would you say the big difference is for those going in with the alternative route?
I would definitely say it is that component of, we have a lot of time in a classroom when you go through a traditional route. So you have especially at NSU, we've set this up where they have all these opportunities to get in front of students and to watch veteran teachers teach.
Right.
We don't do that with alternative certified. We're like, hey, you are a genius at business. Let's throw you in a business ed classroom. And oh, by the way, figure out how to manage cell phones and all that comes with a high school classroom, because it's a lot. And they're just really sometimes missing some of those components. So I would think that's the biggest difference.
This has been the Rise and Shine interview with Anna Lanshaw and Shauna Phillips from the Alternative Education Summer Institute. Join them as they discuss what it takes to become an alternative certified teacher, the tests you have to take, what you have to pay, and how you can get scholarships to circumvent that. To hear part two of the interview, stay tuned, because it's coming up right after the next ad break. Or you can go and visit lakescountry1021.com, and you can find it under the Interviews and Podcasts tab, labeled as NSU Studios. Now let's get back to the music on Lakes Country 102.1.